Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast. Available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My goodness, welcome to Center Stage, all things arts and entertainment. We just believe you ought to know about it. And my goodness, there is so much going on. I don't care what disasters are happening around the world. We care about it, but let me tell you, Minnesota knows how to move up and forward. We know how to keep our concentration on those that have been hurt. We also know how to build our concentration for others who have been suffering and make sure that they know that we care. And I love that about us. And that Center Stage is a part of that. You know, we get out there and we get a chance to really find organizations that are doing great things for the arts. First of all, I want to say thank you so much to Crooners for doing a great job tonight with the Songs of Andre Crouch, which was for gospel. We talked about that earlier tonight, Jonathan, and it was just remarkable. It was truly remarkable. Now, we want to talk to Sarah Peters. We are waiting to see if we can get her on tonight, but I want to talk to you about a show that I'm doing at Crooners coming up on October 22nd, and I'm really excited about it. It was back in 2018, I believe it was, or 2019. In fact, 2018 and 2019, I did three shows called The Pianist Knows Best. Now, some people say, now, why would you call a show like that? Well, here's the thing. When it comes to performers, you know, you usually have a piano player or an organist, and not a whole lot of groups leave out a piano. And so I wanted to rethink this whole idea of the singer telling the piano player what they can and can't do, right? You tell them, or the singer tells them, I'm going to sing these songs and you have to learn them, please. Thank you. And these are the keys I want them in. Or you get together with the piano player and you say, hey, can you tell me what key you think it should be in? Because I have some ideas about that. So you get a chance to have a conversation with the piano player, but he doesn't get to choose. He never has the power over the singer. That's how I think of it. And so I decided to create this show called The Pianist Knows Best, and it flips it completely. I get a chance to literally turn it all over to them. It's quite remarkable, really. You ought to see some of them sit up taller and just kind of go, oh, this is my show now? Yeah. And it's really quite remarkable what happens to me. I get a chance to work with some amazing piano players, or pianists, as I like to call them. And it's really quite remarkable having that exchange, really having to depend on them to choose my songs, to tell me what keys I'm going to sing in, to tell me when the songs are going to be sung. And I may not get that information before 4 days, like 4 days before the event. Well, this is coming up on October 22nd. And this year I'm starting out with my first Pianist Knows Best, and that is my brother Fred Steele. And let me tell you guys, I am terrified. Not because he is mean or something. He's not. He's a gentle soul and loving. And he really is the ears of the Steels. He is the ears of the Steels. Whatever you hear come from us, Fred does all of those harmonies and that sort of thing. And JD and Billy write most of the songs. And Javita's been writing some lyrics as well. But I have to tell you, for me, the first time I did it, I was a bit nervous. I was like, oh my God, what is going to happen? What are the piano players going to say? So I did two in the year of 2022 and one near the beginning of 2018, I did two. And in 2019, I did one. So I decided to resurrect this unique experience and invite all of you to come out to Crooners and really see it. It is quite remarkable. I will be on the stage with just the pianist. We will tell stories. Sometimes he'll make me laugh, I hope. And other times, man, I'll be like, are you kidding me? That song? I got to do that song? So I'm so excited about restarting this idea of how important the pianist is, not just to individual singer soloists like me or any of my siblings, but also choirs and so much more, right? What would we do without a piano player? Really, sometimes I think about that. In our family, Javita and I have done shows at some of the venues here in town, and we didn't have a piano player at all. We had a guitar, bass player, horn player sometimes, and drums, and that was it. We didn't have a piano player, but this time, it's just the pianist and me. I do hope that you will come. It's funny. It's poignant. It's true. And I am my authentic self at all times. So you don't have to worry about me acting like I'm somebody I'm not. This is Geralyn. This is me. So come on out on October 22nd. All you have to do is go to croonersmn.com. Again, that's croonersmn.com. Looking forward to seeing you all there.
So basically, with all the description that I've been hearing,
oh, God.
This show should probably be nicknamed See Geralyn Sweat for 2 hours.
Yeah, seriously. And it's my brother. It's my brother, you know, who's the only one in the family that has been at both of the Carnegie Halls. There are two of them who has been on Broadway and so much more. I mean, come on, really? I'm really, really excited and a bit terrified because I don't know yet what I'm going to see.
Who was the person that picked the pianist?
And I knew he would offer some great songs. I don't know what the songs are yet. You know, he might give them to me about 4 days before the concert, and I have to learn them or look at them and, you know, be familiar with them in those 4 days. I don't know, Jonathan, but all three of the pianists that I had in 2018 and the one in 2019, it was Rich Dvorsky. Who, of course, we know him from A Prairie Home Companion. He's got a lot of albums of his own, and he's worked with some really famous people. And then there was my dear friend, Jerry Gray. He and I worked in corporate America, you know, a bunch of musical events, and he was the musician. And we had a great time, and I had a great time with him, but he's also really funny. And then there was Dan Chouinard. Dan Chouinard was a blast as well. But at the same time, Dan Chouinard knows so much music. I don't know how his brain handles all of that. In fact, him and all the rest of the pianists as well. But Dan, man, he was kind of hard on me every now and then, you know, throughout the concert. He was like, oh, come on. And we would have an argument. No, that's not the key. That's the key, Geralyn. That's not the key. Yeah. So those are the kind of things that start to happen. And I hope you'll come out and really enjoy it.
So before we go to break, am I to assume that any of these pianists will get another shot and basically start rubbing their hands together like some cartoon supervillain and saying, "Ooh, I have another chance. I have another opportunity."
My friend Jerry Gray. Yeah, I want him back for sure. And let me tell you, he tells me exactly what he thinks of my singing on those songs. You know, he come up with these different arrangements of songs that I may have never sung. There was a song that I had to sing when I was with him, and I never, ever heard it before. And it was a different rendition. So I was like, are you sure you want to do this rendition? Yeah, I want to do this rendition, Geralyn. Don't ask me any questions. Just do the song. You know they have the power, and every one of them just take it over. Rich Dvorsky was the only one that said, you know, Geralyn, seriously, just tell me what you want to do. I was like, no, Rich, this is your power. You tell me what to do. And he was uncomfortable with that, but he did a great job. He really did. So there you go. I know we got to take a break, and I'm looking forward to seeing you guys. So all you have to do is go to croonersmn.com. This is happening on October 22nd at croonersminnesota.com. All right, we'll be back in a moment.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
You like this song? I love this song, you guys. I've heard it many times and try to get all the lyrics in, and I'd fail miserably. But Chanhassen Dinner Theaters is presenting One Night Only, Spoonful by Spoonful, the ingredients of greatness and the music of the Lovin' Spoon film. For tickets, you just visit ChanhassenDT.com. But this is all happening on Sunday, October 16th. Now, dinner is starting at 5 p.m. Show starts at 7 p.m. And I have to tell you, if you don't know who the Lovin' Spoonful are, you just heard that the song. But my favorite one that they've done, and I've sung this song many, many times, is Do You Believe in Magic? Do you believe in magic in a young girl's heart? You know that song, right? Yeah, Hot Time in the Summer. No, Summer in the City. That's another one. What a Day for a Daydream, and Did You Ever Have to Make Up Your Mind, among so many other songs. Really, it's just quite remarkable. As we know that this is going to happen, some people may ask, you know, okay, I know a couple of those songs. These are worth going to. If you get a chance to hear them and you hear what their song list is, they're going to play all the big hits and you'll say, oh, that's that song? Oh my gosh, they did that song? You'll be surprised, I think. So I encourage you to go if you can. A Spoonful of Love. Oh, he is. Oh, thank you. Hi, Mike Arturi. How are you, sir?
I'm fine. Thank you, Gerald. It's so nice to be here, and thank you for having me. I'm very grateful.
You are the drummer of the Lovin' Spoonful, and I'm sitting here yakking and talking because there's so much to say about the Lovin' Spoonful. I have sung some of their songs. So this is exciting, yeah. Man. So how long have you been a part of this? Tell me more.
I joined the Lovin' Spoonful in 1996, and I continue to be their drummer to this day.
Wow. That's amazing. You lucky duck. Do you look in the mirror and go, oh, man, I'm so, I look at me. I'm so awesome.
No.
Seriously, and a lot of the bands, the great bands that I grew up listening to and so many others that are listening did, you know, we look at that and we say, oh man, I wish I could go see another concert of so-and-so, right? And it's shocking how many of us get out and go to concerts of these bands that we loved back in the 70s and 80s and even further back. So tell me how it's going. Tell me what are all the new news about Lovin' Spoonful.
Well, right now the band is kind of on an extended hiatus. The pandemic put an abrupt halt to our touring, and what happened is, you know, we thought that we thought it might be a couple of months and we'll be back working, you know, and a couple of months turned into a year, and you know, then one of the guys had some medical issues he wanted to address while we had time off, and so it's you know, you have to remember, these guys were 20 years old in 1964,
right?
You know, so they're getting up in age now, and just not in, you know, playing it real safe about getting on airplanes and stuff. And so we're supposed to start playing live again in 2023, but in the meantime, I really wanted to keep the music alive because I truly love it, and you know, I'm very proud of the tiny part of the legacy that I am a part of. So I put this band together called A Spoonful of Love, a salute to the music and influence of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame band, The Lovin' Spoonful. And it started out as a Facebook Live concert. And there was so much positive response from the Facebook Live concert that I turned it into an actual working band. And I'm in Chicago right now. I just got off stage at the Arcata Theater in St. Charles, did a great show tonight with Jay and the Americans, and so very happy to be talking with you. And you know, you get an Italian talking, and, you know, you may not be able to say anything the rest of the interview, so I'll stop.
Oh, man, it's so true, though, right? But I love your joy. I love how happy you are to talk about this group and how important it is to keep this music out there. So where did – we only have a couple more minutes, but when did you decide, okay, we have to move forward and do this thing? And have you been completely happy with it?
Yes, absolutely. I've been very happy with it. I have the blessing of the original members of the Spoonful to do this, and they're proud of me for doing it. And what I'm going to be doing at the Chanhassen is I put together a presentation called Spoonful by Spoonful, The Ingredients of Greatness and Why the Music of the Love and Spoonful is so important. And I put together about a 30 to 45 minute dissertation with a PowerPoint presentation that shows all about the history of the group, the influences of the individual members, how the group came together, and most importantly, the band is underrated because it's so very important because it brought all kinds of American-born music styles to the forefront of awareness in the mid-60s. If you think about folk rock music in the mid-60s, you think of the Spoonful, you think of the Birds, and you think of the Mamas and Papas. So think of the Birds, and you think of the sound of a 12-string guitar. You think of Mamas and Papas, you think of California Dreamin'. But if you think of the Spoonful, every single song sounds different. And that's because of the diverse influences of each individual member. And that's what I'll share Sunday night at the Chanhassen. And then that's followed immediately by a live concert by my band, A Spoonful of Love, and we're going to play all the hits. We're going to play some cool album cuts and some music that influenced the band when they were forming their sound, like jug band music and Delta mm-hmm. blues. And then we go on to play music that they influenced once they became international superstars.
So this has really been received at just about every venue you guys have performed at so far, although I am a little bit concerned about the PowerPoint. How has that been received by the audiences?
Oh, it's been phenomenal. It's gone just great. They're coming understanding that this is what they're coming to, you know, so it's kind of a historic legacy presentation. And it's been very, very well received because it's really interesting. And, I share perspectives, I share insights from my unique perspective of being a longtime member. So it's it's kind of a personal thing. And it's, I share a lot of things that people don't know about the group and the music that they created.
Well, here you are. You're going to be at Chanhassen Dinner Theater. Have you been there before?
Yes. Yeah,
awesome.
I play there with a James Brown impersonator named Ty Stone.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like you're going to have a great time. You're very well prepared for it. Just talking to you, Mike, I can tell that you're really excited about this. Glad to have you join us at Chanhassen. I hope the audience will be completely sold out because, of course, so many of us here in Minnesota love the music of the Love and Spoonful. So there we go. Congratulations to you, and I hope that I'll get a chance to be out there. Again, this is happening Sunday, October 16th. Dinner's at 5 o'clock, show at 7 p.m. My show here starts at 7, so I won't be able to be there. Is that the only night?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, have a great show, and I do hope you guys will return again. Thank you so much.
I sure. Carolyn, thank you so very much. I'm so grateful. Thank you.
You take care. Okay, of course, all you have to do is go to Chanhassen, ChanhassenDT.com. That's ChanhassenDT.com. All right, everyone. This is the end of our show tonight. We do not have the Mom and Michael Hour or any more of Center Stage, but we sure are grateful that you stuck and stayed with us tonight. Thank you so much, and we'll see you next Sunday.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.